And we're live. Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Yoey and Yordi podcast. I'm Yordi.
Yoey.
And right now the midterm elections in the United States are happening as we go. Don't know who's winning or whatnot. Doesn't really fucking matter to, like, if you ask me. But what I would expect to see is a big return of the right.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting as well. But I mean, culturally, that's what seems to be happening.
Yeah. Well, at least online, I see a lot of, like, the culture shift. It's getting away from, like, woke shit. I know we've hammered on about woke shit for, like, the past two episodes. But, yeah, it is really changing. You're seeing more conservatives pop up, which, you know, they're not great. Not great either.
Mm.
But I'm definitely seeing a return of that and less woke shit.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think they have a lot more sway socially when you're talking. Like, people now... Like we talked about before, like the woke people, originally they were, it was kind of like hard to go against because you would just be called a racist or something like that.
Yeah.
Now I feel like, because I'm not a right winger or a left winger, you know what I mean? But like, I feel like now when I'm talking, I don't want to say something that could be characterised as left wing because I'll look like a fucking faggot.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No, definitely. It's also, I don't want to align myself so much with right-wingers either, because I don't think they're fucking the answer to everything.
God, no.
But, like, fuck, I definitely find myself more relatable to right-wing people in the sense of, at least socially, but, like, how I would how I'd want things to operate is nothing as to what I'd want, like, with them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, I'm definitely not... Yeah, I wouldn't... Yeah, not right-wing. I don't want to put all these labels and stuff all that much, but... But, like, yeah, I'm... Right-wingers are just... Because I'm not all about... wokeness. I'm not all about fucking getting, like, hating on anyone who doesn't agree with something that was, you know, made 10 minutes ago.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's, yeah, like, I don't think someone's a racist for all this crap. So it's like, I generally get on with them better because I don't feel like they want to police people.
Yeah, no, I feel like they're, at least from what I've experienced, is right-wing people are more open to a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like, whereas left-wing people, it is a lot of that, like, the right-wing has dogma too. But the left wing, instead, their, like, attacks on you is more, you're a racist, you're a fucking transphobic, homophobic, whatever.
Mm.
Whereas right will, they'll still call you an idiot.
Mm.
But, like, they'll actually tend to try and explain their points, even if they're retarded. They'll at least try.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just putting you in a box saying,
yeah,
you're a racist, so now I can't even have a conversation with you. Mm. It's like, exactly, yeah. So that's what, they are more... I get on with them more as well. Mm. But I do think that they are having... Yeah, that's what I think. I think they're having a more of a resurgence in terms of socially and culturally and influence. It's like even with like things like Matt Walsh and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, no, well, have you... I'm pretty sure you've seen it, but the What Is a Woman documentary, I definitely recommend it if you haven't seen it.
Mm.
But he was recently on Rogan talking about it because... isn't that a showing of, like, oh, is there on Rogan talking about that fucking documentary, which is obviously an attack on, like, left-wing movements.
Mm. I'm surprised Rogan even put him on. Like, his Rogan's kind of been, you know, bending over a little bit for... And I like Rogan. He's interesting. He has a lot of people on that I like to watch. I like him in general, you know. He's an inquisitive person, even if I don't agree with... I mean, I agree with a lot of the things he says, but economically and politically, I don't really... Even politically, I'm not really that much different, I suppose, but economically, he loved capitalism and things like that, which he succeeded at the game. Well, and he's not someone that is just like, oh, he had rich parents. He actually, you know, he's kind of what they say you could do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that whole, like, succeeders bias of, oh, if I could do it, like, anybody can. Where it's like, oh, if you did it, there are probably, like, a few very special circumstances that came into that happening.
Mm.
And the fact of the matter is not everyone could be the number one podcaster in the world, can't be the best fucking UFC commentator. Not everyone can do these things.
And there's no doubt he has a massive drive.
Oh, definitely. The guy is a great guy, obviously. Mm. Like, love Rogan. Don't agree with everything he says. Love Rogan. But at the end of the day, someone has to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Somebody has to work at Kmart.
Mm.
And it's like...
Clean toilets.
Yeah, someone has to do it. So not everyone can succeed. It's like by design. Some people have to be the fucking shit kickers.
Yeah. I mean, in any society, even I think
Oh, yeah.
Outside of capitalism in a hypothetical scenario that's not based on just, you know, wage labour 9 to 5, you do the same role every day. There's still going to be... someone still does need to clean up the trash.
Yeah, there still is.
But
yeah.
I don't think that needs to be someone's designated role every day. It should be more spread around, but there's still always going to be people that are at the bottom.
Yeah, no, there is, but I think it's more of a point to... we can't be like, oh, capitalism's good because, oh, I made it. It's like, yeah, but it's really bad for a lot more people.
Exactly. And it's like, a lot, this is what I think right-wingers need to sort of get into their head. It's like, all this wokeness that you fucking hate and all that stuff, that isn't a product of these bad and nefarious actors or whatever you say. These are a product of this system. This economic system has spawned these people. You know what I mean? So I think a whole thing of wokeness is, as an ideology, is things like working class movements, like strong unions and things like that. They couldn't be promoted in universities. Fuck no. Those ideas are dangerous to corporations who have massive sway over those things. So they've promoted it. You know what I'm saying? In a way, not, maybe it wasn't a big propaganda scheme or something like that, but like, all these horrible things that you hate about the world right now, like right-wingers, this is a product of that capitalism.
Yeah, no, I've definitely seen a lot about that where it's like, oh, someone's posted a picture of like the fucking tent cities in like Los Angeles and shit like that. And it's like, oh, this is what it's like under communism. And it's like, this is like hyper-capitalist California.
Yeah.
This isn't a picture of fucking Soviet Russia. This is America today. Which is not fucking communist.
No, well, that's because they think that, like, you know, taxes and things means communism. And I can understand the reasoning, even though I say it's incorrect, because of, say, like, Marxist-Leninist states that have existed previously were basically, well, if I, by my definition, I call them state capitalism. That's essentially what it is, it's a... And whether they're working towards getting out of that, you can argue that whatever to you. You know, there's no answer to that, really, because it's never got out of that stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. You could argue that it is a form of socialism, in a way, as, like, defined as, like, a transitionary period between capitalism and communism.
Yeah.
You could argue that it maybe is a form of that, but I would say it's a proven to be failed form.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we've seen from the Soviet Union that it didn't work then.
No.
It's not work... like, China's going all right, but it's not a great place to live, I would assume.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, none of that has worked so far as we've seen. So maybe state capitalism as a form of socialism isn't really working. So it has to be a different attempt to actually achieve communism.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I think. I mean, fuck, China could prove me wrong, but I mean, fucking, how long are they going to say that, you know, they're 2050, they're going to bring socialism? It's like, fuck, you could just say that. You could say every 20 years that you add another 10 years on or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just keep adding time until everyone forgets.
Yeah, exactly. So I can understand why they think, you know, California is communist or something. I mean, but fuck me, mate. I don't want to be like, oh, read a fucking book. But I mean, I know Wikipedia is full of shit, but you can just even look on there. You know what I mean? You can see that that's not, California's not communist by any regard.
Yeah, no, it's like there are actually like criteria that has to be met for something to be communist. Like if like the Chinese Communist Party isn't communist.
I mean, they're communists. Yeah. I would say, but it's not a communist. You're getting into semantics, I suppose. When you're saying like the tent cities and all that shit, they're a fucking a product of a failed economic system. I mean, not failed, it still fucking operates. This is a big thing as well, I would say. Fuck, we always go off to random tangents, but a big thing against even every communist I've ever met, you know what I mean? It's like capitalism isn't failed, or Marx even wouldn't say it failed, you know what I mean? It operates, it's a system. But, you know, it's like you can't just replace it like with some... You need to have an actual system to replace it, you know what I mean? It's easy to just fucking shit on it because there is massive flaws in it. Like those said, Ted cities and things like that. Look at the fucking fat cunts you see walking around, you know what I mean? It's like, there's a lot of issues with it, but you've got to have an actual system to replace it with, something that operates, that can produce all the goods that we need and stuff like that.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know, that's the criticism, I think. Oh, that's something that I think right-wingers need to realise, and that's why I'm not a fucking a right-winger, because it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the blaming.
Well, like, what are right-winger solutions to the actual, like, failings of, like, how we operate things now? They don't really have a solution there.
No.
Other than to pretend it's 1950 and run it like that.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no real answers that they're providing. It's just basically the right-wing movement, as I see it today, is just, oh, we hate woke people.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, mate, everyone I know fucking hates woke people. But that's exactly. not, you can't base a society off hating woke people.
No, exactly. It's like, yeah, no, exactly. That's a good point. It's like, fuck, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know if I'd say I hate them. I hate their views, I suppose. But I think most people genuinely mean well. I think they're people. I don't like people that like to police people in like what they do or like what they say.
Mm.
Like, I mean, fuck, if you're fucking hurling abuse at my missus or something, of course I'm going to try and fuck it. I'm going to police what you say in that situation or something like that, you know what I mean? But if I don't like people that, if someone's just got a theoretical political view, I don't think you should be shut down or anything. And I hate that sort of attitude. So I remember going to this fucking burrito joint. I fucking love this burrito joint. And during COVID, you know, you had to wear a mask or whatever. I mean, fuck me. I already had fucking COVID at that point. It's like, I didn't still have it at the time.
Oh, okay. So you're saying you had COVID at the time.
And well, why are you about catching? Why do I wear a fucking mask? No. I mean, like, I'd already had it. I've already had me fucking stupid 2 shots. I didn't wear it half the time. Who the fuck cared at that point anymore? No one cares. But right now, no one wears a mask anymore.
No one cares. You do see the occasional person. It's like, these cunts are still wearing masks. They're like lifers.
You know what they're like online.
Yeah, you definitely know what they're like. Oh, come here, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So what were you saying? Chick at the fucking burrito shop, like, no one else. I'd go into every shop, no one would say a fucking thing. But she would be like, you got a mask? Oh, no, get it. But wouldn't serve you. And this is not even a... She wasn't a boss. This is a fucking, like, 18, 19-year-old chick, you know what I mean? It just, like... And you could just see her. She almost fucking had a boner fucking telling you off for not wearing a mask, you know what I mean?
No, I definitely see what you're saying. And it's like, what we were saying before about, like, don't hate these people. Like, I can see that it is easy to succumb to, like, social pressure.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, fucking, I don't want to be a transphobe, but I want people to think I am, so I've got to say all this shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then you want to prove yourself as that you're high and mighty in it to a degree, you know?
Yeah, well, like when you're saying, like, oh, they had a boner, it's like, I could imagine someone, like, some, like, fresh person just running a register, being like, oh, get out, jump on their fucking Facebook or Twitter, be like, oh, I just kicked out some, like, anti-vaxxer fucking...
Yeah.
Like, to get that social score, like, oh, yeah, I'm helping the fucking...
Look how righteous I am.
Yeah.
It's like people, it's like, always people that are newly converted to either, whether it's a religion or a fucking, even a political ideology, are the most fervent fucking, you know, like, trying to prove themselves. It's like, it's funny, I don't know, I mean, I don't listen to, like, Red Scare all that much, but, like, I do sort of, like, hear shit about it. Sometimes I listen to it, you know what I mean? And you hear that Dasher chick, and she's, like, now a Catholic or whatever. And you can just see her, and she's, like, using all these fucking... I don't even know the words, you know what I mean? I'm this specific fucking type of Catholic or whatever. And it's, like, you meet anyone... Like, fuck, mate, our friends that are Catholic or whatever, they don't know the first thing about it. They don't know the first thing about anything in the Bible, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I remember we had a mate that was a Catholic turned, like, Buddhist. That was the biggest shit talker I've ever met. And it's like, he just talked shit non-stop. And it's like, this cunt isn't a Buddhist.
No. he goes to one festival, takes acid twice.
Yeah. He's fucking Buddhist now. Yeah, it's just... But he's going so hard into it because he's, oh, joined a new fucking thing. It's his new personality, you know? So he's got to go hard in pain.
Yeah, it's definitely like that. It's fucking funny. I mean, I love that gun. I know who you're talking about.
Great guy. No, I love him. But fuck me.
Everyone has to have a mate like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just talk so much shit, man. But yeah, fucking... yeah, like what you're saying about the right side, they don't really have any solutions. Mm. Like, what do you mean, really?
Well, like, with Trump, were we seeing anything, like... Was he producing any policies that are actually, like, changing much for, like, the standard working class American? It's not really changing much. No, but it's a different, like, taste of politician. He's not as politically correct, but that's... Like, it's pretty much we're voting for a different figurehead.
Yeah.
Nothing's really going to change, but, oh, this guy's will be a bit more funny.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So it's, like, it's not really, like, a solution to our problems.
No, and definitely not.
I don't think the right-wing people or left-wing people are actually offering, like, legitimate solutions.
No,
and, like, even
not.
If you look at, like, what's the topics of political, like, policies at the moment, it's like, oh, do we let trans people use whatever bathroom they want?
It's like, yeah, exactly. And while that is something that fucking everyone wants to chime in on, I fucking certainly have as well. But it's so insignificant on my daily basis, you know what I mean? I vaguely know of, like, two trans people, maybe. You know what I mean? And, well, like, I've never even talked to them in person. I just know them through, like, they're friends of friends. You know what I mean? So what bathroom they use has no effect, but, you know, things like fuel prices...
Yeah,
well, inflation, that does.
Yeah, how much, like, the state that I'm living in, like, my housing situation, my, like, my ability to access food and all that shit does not change whatever bathroom they use.
No.
So it's like, politically speaking, that really is not important to me at all. And no. I think for most people, it fucking won't change their lives at all.
No.
So it's like, if that's what the current level of political discourse is, like, a failure of, like, the political system that we currently use.
Yeah, I think it's also, well, it's also, it depends on what aspect you're looking for. I'm not trying to be contradictory, but, like, it's a failure, but it's also, like, it's effective in, for that system functioning, because really the fundamental basis is, or the basis of how this whole system operates is basically, you know, markets, commodity production, things like that, and that's basically how everything operates, you know what I mean? I engage with the market to live, I engage with the market for food, but that's how it all, but that's how it functions, that's how it keeps moving forward, you know what I mean? And to have, like, this semblance of fucking political debate over shit that doesn't affect that, like, that's the point.
Yeah, well, that's like, how we would talk about, like, that semantics game of, capitalism is failing. It's like, well, depending on how you look at it, if the idea was to, like fund heaps of power into, like, a small group of people, it's fucking succeeding and it's really good.
Yeah.
So it's failing and success. Like, it's failing some people and succeeding for, like, a very few amount of people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And even then, we're still eating and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, how it's a system, it does operate and it does work. It's not the best thing you could potentially have. Like, obviously, with anything, there's always an improvement, you know what I mean? But, like, because it's not failing, really. I can't see it actually collapsing, you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine, like, it's not going to just be fucking, we're not going to run out of food tomorrow or some shit,
No. Nah, so, like, yeah, I get what you're saying in that it is working.
Yeah.
But, like, pretty much when people, I think
but
when people are saying that it is failing, I'm pretty sure they're saying that, like, oh, things could be better.
Yeah, and no one's happy, you know what I mean? Like, you look at the right, they're fucking happy with, they're disgusted with the degeneracy and whatever else they would call it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the destruction of, like, the family unit. All that sort of stuff is, like, clearly so. Not, and then you got the left wingers, who are like, they hate it because, you know, it's racist or, you know, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Though, like, it's just
no,
like all, there's all got the reason. No one is happy, so it is failing in that metric as well. But, like, I mean, yeah. Well, what are you doing? But Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know. What's, like, have you heard any solutions at all really proposed by the right? Like, what could they do other than say fucking, I'm not going to get into this whole they're a fucking fascist or anything like that, but I mean, like, what do they suppose you actually do? Like, what do they do with all the trans people in their hypothetical perfect world?
I think even the average right winger doesn't necessarily care about fucking trans people.
Mm.
I think they're more disgusted about how the ideology is being pushed onto you.
Yeah,
like, definitely. We've got a fucking, like, they're going to place what fucking pronouns we use, and now we're using Z's or Zim. It's like, but I'm not doing that. I'll never do that. And that's why, like, I think that's what's pushing a lot of this right resurgence.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
It's not that they're offering solutions. It's more like just a showing of disgust in, like, what's happening socially around us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely true. That's what's it, that's what probably part fuels, like, how I said it before, like, how the right is kind of, it's like the Liberals of 10 years ago, in a sense, because they do show their disgust, but they don't really have any fucking viable alternatives to what to do about it.
Mm.
But we are definitely seeing a resurgence of them coming back, or at least having a strong influence, or at least it's not hard to just openly pronounce right-wing views.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Could you explain it a little more?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't feel, I mean, I don't know, because it also could be just, like, fucking changes as you grow older, obviously, if you're older and stuff like that, and, like, I'm not fucking 20 years old anymore. I feel a little bit more confident. I don't feel scared to actually say my views. I'm not worried about. But there's also a massive, I was a little bit more scared of being called a racist or something before.
Mm.
If I didn't, you know, conform to what the, I'd say, majority would put pressure on to
well,
say.
I'll give a quick example of this. Like, recently what happened is, fucking, you said something to one of my missus's friends, and my missus was like, oh, is he a racist? Like, is he sexist? And, like, it would be easy for me to be like, oh, don't worry, he said something stupid, don't worry about it.
What the fuck did I say, bro?
Fucking, what did you say? You were saying that, fucking pretty much said women don't need hobbies. but with context, you were saying, on default, women, like, are more desirable than men. In, yeah, like, an attraction, in, like, a dating kind of game. It's like, I know there's not a girl I know that doesn't have a guy on call.
Yeah.
I know a few, like, I know plenty of guys that don't have a woman on call, haven't seen a woman in 18 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, they're good people, and I'm sure, like, these women are too. But socially, and, like, what's desired, like, women are more desired. Like, they don't need to be funny. They don't need to be a good talker. They don't need to have heaps of money.
Exactly.
They can just go through that, and someone will want them.
Yeah.
Whereas if a guy is broke, isn't funny, isn't a good talker, he's not the best looker, he's probably not going to get laid. Because no one's going to go to the bar and be like, oh, fuck yeah, let's get that bloke over here, I want him.
Yeah.
Whereas no matter the chick, no matter how ugly, no matter how disgusting, someone will fuck her.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not sexist. If anything, it's saying that women are just more, like, desirable.
Yeah, naturally.
And it's this, yeah, it's just how it goes. So, like, how, like, that, like, from what I heard, did he really say that women don't need hobbies? I could have easily been like, oh, social pressure, I don't want to be called sexist, like, you're being accused of being. And go like, oh, don't listen to him, fucking, he's just talking shit, don't worry. But I actually explained it at the end of the conversation. She was like, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And she said, suck shit. Because, like, oh, yeah, you fucking actually got to have something to you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like, fuck me. What got me is, because when the bloke will probably watch this. But the bloke I said it, like, the person I said it to, and his missus or whatever, I wasn't saying that they shouldn't have hobbies.
Mm.
I was saying that they don't need them.
Mm.
I mean, fuck. Maybe I've been watching too much Andrew Tate, you know what I mean?
But, I think it's a great point, because it's just pointing out that, like, the dating and, like, that kind of dynamic is different for men and women. Because, like, women are traditionally, they're, like, the pickers, and men are, like, the fucking seekers, you know? We got to try and fucking throw out game at whoever, and hopefully they pick us.
Yeah, and it's like, fuck, if a woman has you know, fucking interest in whatever it is, that's a bonus. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just makes them more interesting, which is good.
Yeah, no one wants someone that's bland.
Nah.
But the thing is, like, yeah, girls will get someone even if they are bland, whereas a guy will kind of probably, like, he will eventually, maybe, but it's a maybe. Whereas a girl, like, you could just throw out a fucking poster on the sidewalk and someone will message you.
Yeah.
I've heard of, like, there's one girl that I know, oh, she didn't get laid for, like, fucking 6 months and she was complaining about it. Lesbian.
Mm. So she just fucked. Lesbians have fuck all sex.
Apparently. Some funny stats on lesbians, actually. Hadn't had sex in, like, 6 months. And so she just fucked the bloke.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah. No, so the thing is, oh, I can't get laid by women. Fuck the bloke. Because it's that easy. It's not hard.
And it's a funny thing. It's like guys that go and get a root.
Yeah.
Fuck a bloke.
I actually thought, like, it was so, like, just so funny because I remember, like, oh, yeah, it's like she was complaining about, like getting women and shit like that. And it's like, yeah, you fucking take that, you know? A day in my life, mate.
Yeah. But yeah, like, the original point there before you went on your big spiel, mate, was
well, whatever, mate.
What were you saying? Fucking yeah, you can actually say that shit without, and you can actually argue or at least say your point without worried of being blanket accusations and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about much being called a sexist, because, like, fuck, if you listen to me, you'll find out that I'm not a sexist. If you just listen it to on the fucking, if you take one snippet of what I say, you could call me a sexist and people might fucking believe you.
Mm.
But if you actually take the full context, who cares? But if you take the full context, I'm willing to fucking say it and sound a little sexist until, you know, my point's done, then it makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, as well. And that's what I'm saying. It doesn't carry as much weight as well. It's like, because, fuck me, if you looking at any sort of media, every second person's a bloody sexist these days.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the fucking guy that we were talking about last week, the cunt that ran over a bunch of people at a parade, he's a white supremacist now. It's like, I mean, who isn't?
Well, white supremacy is just when people do bad things, apparently.
Yeah.
It isn't like, oh, it isn't white supremacy, white power and shit. It's anybody, any race does a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh no, that's the white man's fault. Yeah, and he's promoting white. It's so retarded.
I remember fucking years ago, one of the funniest videos I've seen. Oh man, I said probably one of the funniest videos I've seen. It's a bunch of fucking retarded uni students in a circle, fucking, I don't know, chanting around. Fucking someone jumps in the middle and they tell their story about how they've been racially oppressed or, you know, something like that.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Yeah, dude, fucking. They're all doing it, someone. It's amazing for her jumps in the middle, and she's like, I was called a fucking gook or some shit like that, you know what I mean? And it's like, and it was by these three black girls. And then the whole fucking crowd's like, what? No, black people can't be racist.
It's
what?
It's like how things have changed, mate. It's like, used to be like, oh, we should accept everybody. And like, oh, we shouldn't be racist too. Oh, it's open. It's okay to hate white people and shit like that.
Only white people can be racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, have you heard them? It's just like, oh, like hatred plus like social power structures equals so racism. It's like, no. Hating someone on their ethnicity is racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Is anything other than that is just covered. People.
No,
what were you going to say?
Even just judging people on their racial ethnicity, not even just hating someone, I suppose. It's like going, oh yeah. Like, well, it's just like a racialist sort of viewpoint, you know what I mean? If I go, oh yeah. I mean, a lot of them are true, so I'm hard trying to think of one that's not true, you know what I mean?
Stereotypes do exist for a reason. Stereotypes don't mean, oh, this is every single one of them.
Yeah.
But they do exist for a reason.
You just love the camera, don't you? Yeah, exactly. Like Asian drivers.
Oh, mate, the one... one of my Asian friends, the worst driver, almost killed me. I mean... It'd be racist to say they're all bad drivers, but fuck me, mate. It's scary sometimes.
Fuck yeah, man. I remember coming up to some intersection, you know, and probably the opposite way in America, but I'm going right, and I'm like, yeah, clear left, mate. Means no one's coming from the left. I'm going right, you know, because I don't want to... Yeah, mate, all good. Pull out the fucking Forby coming. It's just like, dude, did you even look?
Mine was, he was driving up to a roundabout. It was raining, and he just didn't see the roundabout. So he just like, fuck it. It gets to like the last second before we're on the roundabout. He fucking hits the brake, and we skid like almost into the roundabout. And it's like, he just looks at it and goes, oh, shit. Mate, we could be like toppled over right now, you know? So, I love a guy. He's funny as fuck. Like, not, it's not the worst thing ever, but fuck me. It's like, how could you miss a roundabout?
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, he's a fucking funny cunt. But yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck. When it comes down to solutions as well, like, no, it's not just a right. I want to, like, I want to hang shit a bit on the right now, especially like with the whole theme of the right resurgence, you know what I mean? It feels like social power, or not social power, but social talk is all behind them a little bit.
Yeah, the social dynamic shifting towards them.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, I want to shit on them a little bit because, you know, don't get too fucking ahead of yourself, mate.
They're not any better, mate. They're just as bad.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's what I think. I was like, it might be an overstatement, but I think a bit like Tradcath is like the new fucking trans ideology, you know what I mean? It's like, the furthest you can go into that fucking shit.
Yeah, it's reactionary.
Reactionary. So like, from going there from... That was like full fucking woke lib mode. That's like the, oh, I'm a full fucking right winger, bro. I don't fucking, you know.
Well, it's like that opposite side of the coin where it's like, oh, we're going to destroy family values, get rid of the nuclear family, fucking anyone can be anything, polyamorous, doesn't fucking matter, do whatever you want. And so it's going back to the opposite of that is, oh, I'm fucking Christian, I'm going to have 14 kids.
Yeah.
Fucking not going to have sex before I get married. And it's like, well, that's not the fucking answer to, like, just because, like, I personally don't view, like, the nuclear family as a bad thing. I think it's good to have two parents, a family. I think that's something that everyone should want and strive for.
Yeah.
But, I don't think that fucking no premarital sex, fucking 14 kids, go to church every Sunday...
Yeah.
Is a good thing either. I think that's almost just as fucked.
Yeah, well, it's just like, it's just stupid. I mean, the whole Christianity shit is just dumb. I mean, I don't care if you're fucking religious or something, but that shit is, I don't know, man. That's never going to catch on again.
Yeah, no.
This is something that came out 2,000 years ago during... You're talking about fucking Rome, man. This is when this sort of shit is getting big. You know what I mean? The beginning of the Roman Empire. This is fucking 2,000 years ago. It's like, this isn't... People aren't going to be... it's like telling you that fucking Santa Claus is real now.
Yeah, no. Well, it's just like, there's too much information out there about everything.
Yeah.
That it'd be so hard to actually, like, if you got raised your whole life to, like, being 20, never heard of it, then someone told you the story of, like, the Bible and Jesus and all that, it would sound so fucking retarded.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, if you're raised with it, you're already kind of conditioned to believe it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
From the times and where we're at, like, technologically, it doesn't make fucking sense.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I can respect someone like, fuck, I respect you regardless, but I mean, like, if you believe in God or something like that, I personally would call myself an atheist, or an agnostic or something like that. It's like, I think there's no such thing as God. Fuck yeah, you can't prove it. You can't prove my fucking best friend's, my imaginary friend's not there as well. You know what I mean? You can't prove it.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to prove something that's out of natural, that's supernatural, you know what I mean?
I think they say, like, you can't disprove a negative or what. I think they say it's like, oh, I can't prove that something isn't there. It's like, but it's up to the person to prove that something is there.
Yeah,
it's like the whole flying spaghetti monster shit. I think that's pretty lame.
It's cringe, yeah.
It's lame, yeah, cringe. But like, I think that's the whole point of that is that it's like, well, you can't say it isn't real. You can only say if it is real by actually proving it's real.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of things like that are probably good values and messages and that have come from it and all that. You know, from like just being religious in general or whatever, you know what I mean? But like, that's not an option going forward. Just like the trans shit is just stupid as well, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, exactly. It is that other side of the coin of wokeness, you know what I mean? So, it's always fun. I just want to shit on them a little bit, but like, I mean, they're left as just as retarded. They don't have any real viable options going forward and stuff like that. You see them, it's like, oh, let's just ban fossil fuels and stuff like that. It's like, I'm all for fucking getting rid of it over time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, fuck, mate, you got to feed people tomorrow. You complaining about people starving or whatever. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, if we just, like, fucking shut it off tomorrow, it would be fucking chaotic in a couple of days because, oh, how are we all going to get to work?
Yeah.
How is anybody going to do anything? We can't fucking drive our cars any after, like, the fuel stops coming if we just get rid of it. Mm. It'll just shut things down. So there has to be... I think we should wean off it because we can't just shut it down.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. I mean, alternative powers are good. I don't know, like, I've read some stuff about fucking renewables that is not like, I don't think we could do that. Like, I'm not a fucking nuclear physicist, but I think that nuclear power does seem like the fucking answer out of that.
Yeah, I'm all for nuclear, but the thing is, I also don't trust our government or corporations to handle that correctly. You can be like, I probably don't have to prove it to everyone, say it to everyone that you don't trust the bloody government to handle it.
No, definitely fucking not. You get them to do something, they'll do it the cheapest way, and the way that'll give them the most money in their pocket.
Exactly.
It's like, it'll be inefficient, it won't run correctly, but they're getting paid.
Then you give it to a corporation. The corporation, unless you have them some sort of protection, like, what if they go bankrupt? Like, what happens there? And then you're basically saying, well, the government has to subsidise them or be there as insurance to make sure if they do go bankrupt, the whole thing doesn't just get left to fucking erode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, definitely.
So, like, there has to be things. I mean, I'm sure there's lefties that are outside of that sort of exact perspective, but you do see it online and stuff like that.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Both of them don't have bloody solutions.
Mm. Yeah, so it's not really... Yeah, that's why I'm not, like, big on, like, the midterm elections or, like, the next election. Like, it will be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Just because it's more just a showing of, like, oh, what is the social dynamic, where is everyone's heads at kind of thing. And it's like, I doubt everyone voting Republican or voting Democrat is like, oh, these are the solutions, fucking they're right on the money. I think most of them would probably be a little indifferent but have a little social leaning.
Yeah, like, but a preference.
It'll show you which way it's kind of leaning towards, which is like, it's not the be all and end all, but it is something about where we're heading politically speaking.
Yeah, definitely. I'm interested, especially as well, like, we've seen the Brazil elections obviously just recently happened, and I don't know all that much about either Bolsonaro, the other guy, the right winger, and then Lula or whatever. I know the names, pretend I'm smart. But you know, I don't really know all that much about them in particular, but from what I've seen, that seems to be quite big protests regarding them accusing, because Lula won, the left-wing candidate, accusing it of, election fraud, which we saw, I mean, look, from the pictures, but fuck me, internet's hard to tell because people always use pictures from something else, you know, it could be a bloody soccer match win. And they'll feel like, oh, look at these people protesting. I don't know, I'm not saying that would happen.
Yeah, no, but it definitely... could be happening, you know. There's a lot of misinformation out there. They're like people pushing agendas and shit like that. And it's going to be like, when you're looking at all these protests there, it's like, I wouldn't be surprised to find out. I'm not a big supporter of, is it Lula? Is that something like that? And I wouldn't be surprised to find out all the protests is some like fucking CIA driven coup.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm not saying it is, but like in Brazil. It's not fucking a global superpower. It's not fucking in the game for world dominance.
Yeah.
So if they're not in the game for that, they're a fucking pawn of it, you know?
That's, yeah, exactly.
So it's like, it's hard to believe all this shit, because we've seen coups happen.
Especially in South America.
Yeah, especially in South America. So it's like, it's not, it's hard to trust wherever they're going politically.
Yeah, we'll take it for what it is. I'd say that it probably is protests happening about it.
Mm.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, fuck, I'm not going to... I've definitely, even with the Trump thing, the accusations that it was election fraud. And I reckon there probably is election fraud in every election.
Mm.
You saw Hillary Clinton accuse the Russians of influencing Donald Trump like that. And they'll just... They forgot that real quick, you know? I mean, occasionally you see a random thing about it, but it's like, that was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pounded on.
You see so many of, like, I can't remember the name of the profile on Twitter, but it, like, posts people, like, posting contradictory statements, and so many of them are just like, oh, fucking Trump stole the election with, like, Russian help and all this, and then, like, the next post on, like, the picture will be, like, oh, claiming election fraud is like anti-American and terrorist kind of thing. It's like, so it's election fraud when Trump wins, but it's not election fraud when someone's accusing Joe Biden of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, just to say, it's like, with like all that Russian, like, oh, Russians are fucking influencing the American election. It's like, I can't imagine there's any country out there that doesn't have a bit of a stake in who wins the election.
Especially America.
Yeah, it's like, global, like, they're probably the biggest superpower next, like, China's big at the moment as well, but like not as like free market, so like not everyone hears about it as much.
Yeah, they're a bit so, more like, secluded.
Bit more, yeah, secluded. So like, I think every country, especially Russia, will have some sort of influence because they want someone to win over someone else.
Yeah.
Because that'll change something for them.
Yeah.
So like claiming, oh, Russia's doing, everybody is.
Everybody I can't is. Imagine. I also think it has not that much of an effect.
Mm.
Think of the propaganda from fucking CNN and Fox and that.
Mm.
I mean, what some fucking dude, some Russian troll farm said on Twitter, what that says compared to what CNN says. There's pictures of fucking non-violent protests on CNN where there's a fucking fire going off in the background, you know what I mean? They need to stop worrying about what Russia's doing. And talk about themselves. Well, obviously, they're not going to do that.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see because I think while the Democrats did accuse Trump of being Russian influence and all that, I think the Trump accusations of election fraud were a lot more fervent and like...
What, the Trump people? Like accusing, the MAGA people?
Yeah, they were a lot more like... There was that whole insurrection.
Yeah.
I think that whole thing was, I think that was a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, sure, people went in. That wasn't an insurrection.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Maybe some of them, like, that was a fucking, you don't steal power. It's not 1900 anymore. You don't steal power by going into the White House anymore.
Mm.
This isn't. You know what I mean? It's like power isn't located literally physically on the ground there anymore. There's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying because like it's an insurrection. It's like that was nothing like fucking like the October Revolution in fucking in Russia. It's like they didn't storm the fucking thing and take it, you know?
No,
they walked in, had a little tour that they guided,
exactly.
And then and fucked off. There was some crazy guy with horns. Preaching at a fucking thing to an empty room. It's like this isn't an insurrection. This isn't a revolution. This is just like fucking some people that are fucking crazy running in. Fuck, they're just running in and causing a ruckus.
It's funny, man. The way and they're all on social media filming it and
yeah.
It's like probably using the term in a way wrong, but like the Marx quote in a way is like first is tragedy, then is farce. You know what I mean? That was farcical, that whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was like a fucking clown fest. What the hell is that shit, man? It's not... Well, it's like a meme version, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you think of they had like the summer of protests with like the BLM after like the George Floyd thing where they had like months of just like protests everywhere, like mainly left-wing kind of people.
Mm.
And then, like, the right-wing people have their protest. After all of that is kind of dying down, it ends like that. It's just, like, that farce of that authentic protest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it all seems like a big piss take of, you know, the civil rights movement. You know, you got MLK and...
Mm.
I'm not massively read up on all that stuff, but, you know, like, we've grown up seeing videos of those protests and things like that and told that, you know, how much of an influence they had on, you know, getting rid of, you know, like the black and white sort of separation and stuff like that. And it's almost like that's how our generation has thought. You just get a sign and go into the street and shit will change. It doesn't.
It's performative. Do
it's very yeah, exactly. Performative is the best word for it. Like we went to
yeah, I was just
we didn't
thinking
went
that.
To yeah, we didn't. There was a protest somewhere in Melbourne, some like climate change thing, and like I wanted to go just to not to fucking join in with them, but to almost observe.
Yeah, see what it's like. What's
just
the energy?
Just watch a protest, and it's like, it was the cringiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I couldn't even be outside. I had to walk into a pub next door, yeah, and just start drinking beer and look at it from the outside because I felt that embarrassed to be associated with it.
Yeah, it pretty much ended pub crawling as the protest moved along.
Yeah, and while it was interesting, like in the not the that I thought they were going to achieve. Well, I don't really even give a shit about their goals. I mean, see, this is another thing. Climate change, I do think that exists. You know, but it almost feels cringe to say it. Mm. This is where I'm saying that right thing, sort of have that social influence. You don't want to be like, oh yeah, I believe in climate change now, because you look like one of those faggots.
Mm. Yeah, well, climate change is obviously a thing, but I think that, like any big, like, thing that's happening, like, big problem, people are going to use it to their political advantage.
Yeah.
So people are going to, like, play it up as this massive, oh, the world's going to end by 2030.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't think it's going to fucking end by 2030.
No.
Like, yeah, it'll probably be worse than it is now, yeah. But, like, they play it up so, oh, now we can fucking, we're going to stop fossil fuel. And, like, who is this helping, you know?
Yeah, like, it's probably just some tech, you know, solar panel industry.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's all sorts of probably crap. I mean, I think it's absolutely real, the idea that you could just, The Earth doesn't have infinity resources.
Mm.
That is obvious, unless you're an idiot. This is a finite planet. You know what I mean? You can't destroy the environment. you look at a video of a fucking mine or something. You can see it does a lot of damage.
Mm.
The idea that it's not going to have some level of an effect, or at least more of an effect than and like yes, climate does change over time in history. That's a thing, but that's probably going to accelerate it. Might be a shit analogy, but I mean, if I fucking sit in my garage with my fucking motor running, what happens then, mate? You fucking die pretty, you know? You fucking die. People kill themselves like that. It's like, yeah, the Earth is massive, but the idea that fucking 7 billion cars or whatever the fuck there is, all running outside, yeah, it's not a fucking garage, but it's gonna have an effect.
Mm. Well, yeah, it's just like, it's not like, it's every, like, getting the fuel to the cars, getting the fuel out of the ground. It's like all of this, at some point, it's going to have an effect. It's going to do something.
It's going to do more than what fucking the kangaroos and shit did.
Mm.
No, we've got to have an effect, yeah.
Going back to that, like, cringy protest, it's like, what I found the most cringe was, it's like these, like, nameless people, maybe they're big in some sphere, I've never, fucking never heard their names before. But it was pretty much these people coming out giving speeches for their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to go up here, say this fucking groundbreaking speech, and then say end oil at the end of it. And then they're going to walk off and be like, every day at the pub, they're like, yeah, I fucking said that speech at the pub, you know?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you remember that? I was there. I gave a speech. It's that
so
guy's 15. Yeah, oh, it's their MLK moment, you know? It's their I have a dream moment.
Yeah.
And it's like,
be classy what do you to get up there and just
yeah, it's just like almost it's like as you were saying, like the farce. It's just so like it's not even on the nose. Like these people are just like up there talking shit for a bit and they'll go down into like obscurity. No one will know them.
No one really listened.
No. Yeah, it was so cringe, and never going to one of those again.
I mean, I would go again just to... Because it's to fun watch, to observe it.
Man. But I would never go thinking that I'm actually protesting and changing shit.
Nah.
Oh, have you seen these, like, the End Oil people? I'm not going to talk about the painting like and all that, but, like, they're, like, blocking streets, and, like, they're sitting in the road and shit and stopping all these people. It's like, are you trying to piss off the people you're trying to convince?
Is there a less effective way of changing someone's mind?
Yeah, I'm not going to I'm going to be fucking 30 minutes late to work, an hour late to work. I might get fired. But these people have a point.
Yeah.
It's like, no, mate, you're putting my life, my whole life into jeopardy by doing this. What are you doing, cunt?
And you're fucking over people that have no influence.
Mm.
Yeah. Some fucking old mate going to his fucking job.
Yeah, no, it's... I remember there was one where some guy, he was like, had to go meet his parole officer in America.
Oh my.
And he's fucking stuck there, and he's like, I'm going to go back to jail, get out of the fucking way.
I'm surprised someone hasn't just gone straight to him.
Oh, well, yeah, well, fuck, it's going to happen at some point, you know, it probably will happen, but like, obviously no one wants to fucking murder people, but like, they're doing this to the wrong people. Like, yeah. You want to make a change, just fucking... Do something to someone who actually has influence, not just some working class guy's Dave. Just don't ruin his day for your fucking pride.
It's bloody ridiculous. It's like, because it's like, yeah, like the art thing or whatever. You're making a scene, and yeah, that does gain media attention. But like you're saying, the only people that, no one is convinced by that. The only people that look at that attention and think it's a good thing are people that already agree with you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? All they're doing is pissing people off. It's like, if you want someone... I'm not saying I'm an expert at changing people's mind, but you can't, if you want to change someone's mind a little bit, you want to make them... You want to talk to them and make them feel like they came up with the answer.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They say something, you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. They say something else that's vaguely what you want them to think, you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You don't fucking throw blood on them at the front of KFC or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
it's just, like... That just makes me hate them.
Mm. No, definitely.
I'm sympathetic to their view, I suppose. Yeah, but
no, it's just, yeah, you're turning the people against you. It's like, oh fuck, mate. It's like, are you trying to like cause more strife? Are you trying to cause more division?
Exactly.
Between like people, instead of coming to an actual understanding and trying to talk about the issue that you're so passionate about, you're making people hate you. And then when they hear about your fucking, oh, I'm going to throw oil on this painting and like tomato soup on this painting to stop oil change, they're going to look at you and go, fuck's sakes.
This cunt
again, can you fuck off?
And then it becomes embarrassing to want to side with those people.
Mm. No, definitely.
It's like almost, I don't think it's nefariously done by someone, but it's almost like the perfect way to turn anyone against their view.
Yeah, well, like if you were an oil company and you wanted people to not protest, you would do it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
You would be like, oh, how shit are these protesters?
Go get them to throw fucking tomato soup at some priceless artwork.
Yeah.
Everyone fucking hates artwork.
It's not like some people there, it's, oh, they're one fucking day off trying to have a good day and you just ruined it. He's not going to see the painting that he wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, great. He fucking turned one more person against you.
Yeah. But fuck knows, they probably are doing it for oil companies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's genius.
If who profits the most, who gets the most out of it?
It's, yeah, exactly.
It's not fucking the people that want it to change. It's fucking someone that wants people to hate fucking activists.
Exactly.
It's like, I say activists with quote unquote because they're not fucking dumb. They're not an activist. They're just like a performer. They're just virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling. Clown.
Yeah.
Make an idiot of themselves. Yeah, it is interesting because it does make it harder because like, I am sympathetic to their ideas. I don't think that we need to continue the way we're doing now. I think we should do, look, I like animals and shit. Tigers and shit are cool. You know what I mean? I don't want them to get hunted to extinction or...
No.
I want that shit to change. I don't want animals, you know, animals cool, man. I don't want them fucking all destroyed. Yeah. I like going to see cool natural environments and things like that. Like, it's not my number one passion, but like going for a hike or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not fucking going for massive hikes, you know.
Fuck, man, I'd rather go for a walk in a fucking forest than I would through another estate. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah,
it's like, so, of course, I want to fucking preserve this shit.
Mm.
And it's like, biodiversity, generally, fucking great thing. Generally, exactly. Fucking, it's just a good thing.
Yeah.
So, like, got to, like, protect the environment. But I can't say that without being like, oh, fuck, did I just say that?
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, you're the biggest loser at the pub.
100%.
No, exactly. So, I don't know, like, they're definitely not making themselves any favours. I don't know how we ended up getting onto this point.
We're talking about cringy activists, the protests, not really achieving anything.
Yeah, true, and all the farcical movement. But,
mm.
Yeah, so, I don't know, this is how we sort of got there. We got there from the, talking about all these midterm sort of elections that are sort of happening. We got the Brazil one, the American midterms. Man, there's not much entertaining shit these days.
Mm.
I would like the Democrats to flog the Republicans in the midterms just to see how mad they get. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it would be so funny because there's been that whole fucking, the right resurgence on Twitter for the stem to get steamrolled again. And it's like, oh, fuck.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't want the right to win. Like, there's nothing. We're talking semantics sort of point, or not even semantics, but like the trans thing. I don't think that shit should be propagated. I think that is dangerous to children. I don't give a shit if some fucking adult wants to cut off his cock. Yeah, don't do that to children.
Mm.
You know, fuck. I'm nearly 40. No, not really. But I would like to have kids one day, and I certainly. I mean, I wouldn't send them to school anyway. I mean, fuck, I don't know what I would do. That's a hard question. I would never send them to public school. I think it's basically indoctrination. You turn it into fucking worker slaves. That's essentially...
Yeah, but it's even scarier when...
they're going to do that.
They're going to fucking... If your kid says something questionable, they're going to fucking transition him without your approval.
Exactly.
Like, that is a fucking horrifying thought.
Yeah, and, like, you'd like to be able to tell yourself, you know, if I had a kid, I'd, you know, I'd talk to him about these things and... You know, I don't want to be like, fucking, you got to listen, believe what I fucking say.
Mm.
But like, what if you're just, maybe I'm not as good of a parent as I fucking hope to be. You know what I mean? Maybe they just like to rebel against me or some shit like that.
I think most kids out there are more influenced by their friends, like their peers. Yeah. They're like, fuck, mate, do you remember being a kid and being like, oh yeah, my parents have like a great thing? Or do you remember fucking that kid you're hanging out with at the park having great ideas?
Yeah.
It's like, for kids, fucking parents are lame and boring, mate.
Exactly.
That's just how it goes. And it's like, I don't want fucking some brainwashed kid that fucking loves the trans movement. He was transitioned at 3 years old.
Yeah.
To be talking to my... Because that's a fucking scary thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, mate,
yeah.
If we're getting into like the whole like gender shit, the whole thing is, it doesn't make sense to me because I think we went on about it last episode. But like, fuck, I've never felt like a boy. I just know I am one.
Yeah, exactly.
And, if you're trying to convince a kid that like, oh, do you feel like a boy or a girl? The question's so fucking retarded. It's because like being a boy doesn't have an intrinsic feeling to it.
No, exactly.
And if it does, I can't help it because I just feel it.
Exactly. It's like, it's like I feel hungry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel thirsty. I feel horny. You know, shit like that. I feel that. I don't feel
like a boy. Yeah.
It's like, you know, these are things that I feel, and I am a boy, I'm a male, and these are things that a human male feels. He feels hungry, he feels this, he feels sexually attracted towards women or whatever the hell it is, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And it's like, going to schools and shit. Like, so, we're going on that point again. We love going on that point. Exactly. Yeah, sending a kid to school and... Like, that's something that does have an effect. I mean, it's like abortion. It could have an effect on your life, but it's not something like, fuck. Obviously, I think abortion should be legal.
Mm.
It's like, and then this is going to go a completely different point here from what I was talking about, but on abortion sort of thing, I just want to throw my 2 cents in. Liberals or lefties or whatever you want to call them, they're going, it's only a clump of cells. It's not. It is life. I think it's life at conception. Mm. You know what I mean? But I don't think just because it's life necessarily you have to have it.
Mm. No, like, well, fucking, I mean, these people that are like, oh, it's just a clump of cells. Have you ever been with a chick after they've had an abortion? It's not fucking, oh, it's just cells, let's go to the pub. It's, they're upset. It's obviously a big thing.
Yeah, it is a big thing.
It's not just, oh, fucking taking the pill and not having kids. It is a thing that happens, and it's like anyone that's treating it like it isn't, that's just, that's disgusting behaviour.
Exactly.
But then also telling people, oh, you can't have an abortion, that's not good either. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, abortion should be legal, but it shouldn't be treated like fucking contraception. It's definitely like a thing.
Exactly. It should be like, yeah, it's something that should be done if it's, fuck man, I think even if you just want it, even if it's not necessary, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, exactly. It shouldn't be treated like a piss take.
Mm.
It is serious. It is. It's an unfortunate. Ideally, you don't want that to happen. You want that to never happen.
Mm.
But fuck, mate. Life isn't all lollipops and rainbows.
Yeah. No, definitely. It's like that. It's not black or white. It's the shade of grey. You know. It's like, it's not great, but fuck. Sometimes, you know, you have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, so these issues, that, yeah, they are minuscule in terms of actual, a lot of everyday life, but they are important. See, and they're both 2 points. There we go. I don't agree with the right wing on that side, where it's like, oh, have to have it no matter what. It's like, mate, have you used that shelter? You've never met poor people? Like, mate, we grew up near someone that was very poor.
Mm.
And what they're, like that guy, you fucking ask our mum for leftovers or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, so like, you could take him home.
Then they shouldn't necessarily, a kid shouldn't necessarily be brought up in that environment.
No. Well, fuck, this, just a go off on the quick,
yeah.
This mother had 5 kids, she didn't work, she was a single mother. All she did was play heart, like Second Life.
Yeah.
All day. And it's, fuck, mate, these kids are living in fucking utter turmoil, you know? It's fucking, they're just fire. Like, I went there one, like, a couple times. And they're just brawling all the time, and the mum doesn't move from the computer. Not to be judgy, but she's a shit mum.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, that's the cards being dealt, and it's like, fuck, mate. At some point, that there would not be a lot less hurt if these people fucking, not saying they shouldn't exist. But like, yeah, that was a weird turn. But but yeah, in some cases, fuck, life could be a bit better. You know, people don't have to be going through like, fuck. If I had a kid now, my life would be fucking, I don't make much, mate.
Yeah.
I'm out of money as is. Yeah. I don't think me having a kid. Yeah,
borrowed money for the fucking mic.
No, but yeah, it's like, fuck, mate. It's like, already poor, mate. It's like, I could be poorer, but fuck, mate, it would not be ideal. It would not be good for me or the people fucking around me.
Yeah. All right, so I reckon when it comes right down to it, fuck the left, fuck the right.
Yeah, yeah. No, neither of them offer solutions. They just want to keep the status quo alive, and that's it. That's American politics at the end of the day, and politics here. Nothing's changing.
Yep, we'll wrap it up then at that.
Yeah, conclusion. All right.
Yep. All right. Catch you, lads. Hope you all enjoyed it. Give us a
thanks for watching, and follow us on Twitter and subscribe if you want. Yeah, thank you. Bye.